Can you talk me through how you do a hand examination?
Sure.
If I was doing a general hand examination, I would first introduce myself to the patient and ask them if they have any pain anywhere. I would ask them to roll their sleeves up to expose their elbows on both sides, and I would inspect both hands, looking for any evidence of scarring, any guttering, any weakness of the thenar or hypothenar muscles, any obvious contractures. I'd ask them their hand dominance, occupation, and any key hobbies that they have. The next thing I do is ask them just to make a grip in the air and looking at the cascade of the fingers. I then ask them to relax and then to squeeze my fingers as in a power grip, and within that I would wiggle my fingers to feel the radial and ulnar sides of the grip to check power. Next, I'd ask them to do a hook grip. So say, can you make a claw? Don't let me open it out. And I would replicate their posture to see if I can pull their hook grip out. And then a spherical grip by asking them to grip my clenched fist. Next, I'd check the pinch. So this is thumb pad to index finger pad, so pad to pad. Then a chuck, which is index finger, middle finger, and thumb. And a key pinch, which is thumb to the radial side of the proximal phalanx. Then going into the specific nerve territories. For ulnar, I would ask them to flex their little finger at the MCPJ, and I would feel the hypothenar. I'd ask them to turn their hand over, extend their index finger at the MCPJ, and get them to move it from side to side, so this checking abduction and adduction, and then get them to spread their fingers, and I would check the full span and perform a Tenel's test. For median nerve, I would also ask them to bring their thumb to their ring finger pad to check opponents and perform the Tenel's test. Whenever performing the Tenel's test, I continue all the way up the arm. And say to the examiner, I would continue the Tenel's test into the neck and check neck movements, which would be extension, flexion, and then turning side to side. And in terms of the radial nerve, I would check power of finger extension, wrist extension, and Tenel's.